Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for September 10th, 2023 is based on Genesis chapter 18, 1-15 and Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagonfield, and the sermon is based on our first guiding principle at Resurrection Lutheran Church. All are welcome and invited here.
A reading from Genesis. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, make ready quickly three measures of choice flour, knead it, and make cakes. Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." Then one said, "I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I've grown old, and my husband is old, shall I have pleasure?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. He said, "Oh yes, you did laugh." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. But like,
they weren't laughing at you. I know, yes. They were laughing at how God calls us out when we think we can trick God, right? Our next reading comes from Matthew in the 5th chapter. And there is a Bible under here. I am going to actually expand the reading a bit, so don't worry, slides in the back. I think it'll be helpful to get a couple of verses before this as well. "For you have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Now, several years ago, before I was called to serve as pastor here, the congregation went through a period of study and discernment to figure out who God was calling them to be. Now, there are many, many churches here in Lebanon. You can just drive around, and I'm sure you'll run into one every couple of minutes. And their task during this discernment time was to find out what made this congregation unique in the way that they were called to share God's love. How was God calling them to share the good news in the midst of the ways all the other churches were doing it as well. At the end of the process, they came out with a renewed mission statement as well as a set of guiding principles or core values, whatever you'd like to call them. There are five aspects of the identity of the congregation that they decided made them unique to their calling in this community and in this time and place, and that will guide the ministries of this congregation. So whenever a major decision is happening or a concern needs to be addressed by council, any action that they take is looked at through two lenses. Does this meet our mission? And does this align with our guiding principles or core values? The first guiding principle that we are going to look at over this five-week sermon series, as we look at each of these, is our first one. All are welcome and invited here. A big thank you to Bob Polka, a church council member, for sharing what this guiding principle means to him in the life of the church.
Good morning. My name is Bob Polka, council member, and I would like to share what all are welcome and invited here means to me. 4 years ago, I moved to Lebanon from central Ohio with my wife, Patty. The first Sunday after we moved into our new home, I came to the Resurrection Lutheran Church to worship. As I walked from the parking lot to the main entrance, I was greeted at the door by Martin Schneider. Martin introduced himself, shook hands, and showed me to the sanctuary. Later that week, Martin came to my house for a visit. Unfortunately, I wasn't home, but he left an RLC business card with his name and telephone number. I still have that card. I called him a couple days later, and we chatted, had a nice conversation. Martin told me a little bit about Resurrection Lutheran, and we shared some personal information. A couple months later, as I was coming to the church, entered the sanctuary, and Jim Matz was serving as an usher, Jim invited me to the men's monthly breakfast meeting that was coming up that following Saturday. I accepted his invitation and attended. At the meeting, Jim welcomed me and introduced me to the rest of the guys, and I had the opportunity to talk with some of them about Resurrection Lutheran. Those two actions were very important to me in my decision to transfer membership and join Resurrection Lutheran Church. Thank you, Martin. Thank you, Jim. My wife, Patty, is a lifelong Catholic and member of St. Francis de Sales Church. She has attended worship services and other events with me here at Resurrection. We also volunteer our time at the Lebanon Food Pantry, and Patty has been a regular team participant with the Resurrection Group as we serve distributing meals. She has always felt welcome and accepted by everyone at Resurrection Lutheran. Thank you for that. And I also want to say, please extend an invitation to everyone who comes to our church. Thank you.
I'll mention Martin a little bit later in the service, as some of the flowers today are dedicated to him and his wife. Martin is a different breed of evangelist. Don't feel offended if no one has shown up at your door unannounced after visiting here. That was his own way of evangelizing and did an amazing job at that. Not something we currently do right now, but if one of you out there really want to cold call people on their door, let me know. We'll get you some business cards printed up like Martin had. But how many of you have a story of invitation or welcome at RLC that you could share? Do any of you have stories where you have felt welcomed or invited here? I encourage you, as you think about that, to share those stories today at lunch, during our picnic, or just with one another when you have that opportunity. We're not only going to hear about these guiding principles through the lens of our council members and staff, but we're going to look at how the Bible, the Word of God, also influences these guiding principles. And I believe that our first guiding principle here is one of the most biblical and important values that we have as a congregation. All are welcome and invited here. We see in both our Old Testament reading and our gospel reading about how important it is to God for people to be welcoming and inviting to everyone, even the stranger. There are two parts to this first guiding principle: inviting to all and welcoming to all. In our Genesis reading, we see how Abraham is modeling for us how to be inviting to all. Oftentimes throughout the Old Testament, we hear that God is telling his followers to take care of the stranger or the foreigner. And Abraham sees these three travelers, these three strangers that are coming near to his tent in the heat of the day. During that time period, people traveled at night so as to not get overcome by the heat. So as they are approaching him, he knows that they have probably been traveling overnight, are exhausted, are weary, are hot, and need a place to rest. And so he invites them to find some shade and rest on his property underneath a tree. He's committing to letting them stay there for the entire course of the day until evening comes again. And he knows that in order to be a good host, he needs to probably feed them as well. Now notice how he doesn't tell Sarah to go into the house and get in the half-eaten bag of potato chips that are about to go stale and put them in a bowl and bring it out for them. No, he asks her, and he himself work to prepare a feast for these strangers. Enough food that will not only feed them in that moment, but there will be an abundance of food left over. Three measures of flour, it tells us, that are going to be made into these cakes. That is 3 pounds of flour, more than enough cakes for them in that short moment, and enough to take with them on their journey when they do head out on the road. Inviting means that we first ask people to join us, and when we do, we treat them as honored guests, as if we are entertaining God himself. And in our Matthew reading, we hear how Jesus tells his disciples that loving all, welcoming all, truly means all. He says, "For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what more are you doing than others?" We are called to love more than just the people we like, which means we are called to welcome more than just the people we like, or the people who look like us, or worship like us, or vote like us, or love like us, or dress like us, or et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on and on. We are called to welcome all people. And welcoming is more than just tolerating or putting up with someone. In this larger teaching, we hear that Jesus is talking about loving even our enemies. To welcome is to suspend judgment and abundantly show God's love. So all are welcome and invited here. That's our first guiding principle, our first core value, the first thing that leads us to be who we are going to be as a congregation here in Lebanon. So the question I ask is, it's one thing to put this on paper, it's another thing to say, are we going to live this out? Are we going to do what God calls us to do? And we have a perfect example of what that looks like in Jesus, a person who invites us to experience unconditional love and welcomes us to a table of free grace and eternal salvation no matter our actions or our past. And out of gratefulness for what Jesus has done for us, let us continue his mission of inviting people and welcoming people to God's table and to participate in God's mission. As we move forward as Resurrection Lutheran Church in this day and age, how might each of us invite someone to join us here? And when they do join us, how can each of us continue to suspend judgment of one another in order to treat them as honored guests and show them the love of God in our actions? God has equipped each and every one of you to achieve this task for the sake of God's mission in the world. And so as you think about that, how God might be calling you in your unique set of gifts, how is God encouraging you to invite and to welcome people into the mission that we have to share God's love with one another? What does that look like for you? Amen. Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.